Blog Talk Radio.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Here Uncle Sam put your name at the top of his list, and a statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and an eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start a ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole of the red, white, and blue. Justice will be served and the battle will rage. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. You'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass, it's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list, and the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start a ring. Feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. I'll brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
Nation. How the heck are you? It is great to be back in studio, hopefully now for the rest of the year. No more vacations. I promise. No more vacations. We have a great show coming up tonight. A lot of racing to get caught up on. We've got drama on the dirt. Man versus machine in Missouri. We've got a knockout in Knoxville. There's a party going on in the penalty box and so much more. So sit back, relax, grab some snacks and an ice cold drink and keep it tuned right here for the next 2 hours only on the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network. Let's go!
From the 357 Woodworks Studios in Stark County on the S&S Radio Network, this is the Fast Lane Sports Show. And now, your host, Pete Tottich.
Oh, that's right. This is the Fast Lane Sports Show presented by Hardcore Fishing Game. And I'm your host, Pete. Thank God it's Friday.
I've got $100 smoking in my billfold. I know I ought to save it, but it's burning.
Oh, that's right. It's finally Friday, and that means another new episode here of the Fast Lane Sports Show presented by Hardcore Fish and Game. Go to hardcorefishandgame.com today, and you can get what they offer, which is top-shelf customizable outdoor apparel, shorts, jackets, sweatshirts, and more. Yes, you heard that right. They can custom design apparel for your company or sports team even. And now they are partnering up with a new camo brand to offer more options when it comes to camo, whether it's for fishing or hunting in either type of clothing. Go to hardcorefishinggame.com today. Check out their new line of camo wear. Hunting season is coming up very rapidly. I know in Ohio, I believe it's starts, and I'm sure if a hunter is listening, they will correct me. I believe it's middle towards end of September, maybe, is when hunting season actually starts for deer around Ohio. But regardless, it is coming up very quickly, and they have a new line of camo. So check them out at hardcorefishinggame.com. But while you're there, like I said, if you have a special organization, special event coming up, whether you own your own business, maybe it's a landscaping business, and you want to get your guys out of the harmful sun and rays and protect them, they've got everything that you need there online. So check them out today. And when you go there and make a purchase, be sure to use HFG20 when you check out. You'll get 20% off of your order for listening to the Fast Lane Sports Show. So I believe this is the only place where you get a 20% discount code for Hardcore Fishing Game. So that's pretty awesome. And follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, wherever you can find them, and then give them a shout out. Say, hey, I heard about you guys on the Fast Lane Sports Show, and let them know that a friend of our show is a friend of yours. So be sure to check them out today. That's hardcorefishinggame.com. Go there today. Also, a few quick shout outs before we get into the meat of the show. Of course, Jamie Kelly, she is a realtor with Keller Williams in here in Stark County. If you're looking to move to or from Stark County, wanting to sell a house, maybe you're looking to get rental property, she just put a post on Facebook yesterday or the day before, something like 30 acres or something, somewhere around this area that she's trying to, that she has on the market. So whether it's acreage you're looking to buy, get into rentals, you know, start some type of investment like that, get a hold of Jamie Kelly today. She is with Keller Williams Realty. Or you can call her at 330-316-9626 and get started to purchase your first home today, or another home, whatever it might be. Also, if you are a race car driver, the wife, girlfriend, friend of a race car driver, a track, a promoter, whatever it might be, you need a great photographer, look up Debbie G Photography on Facebook as well. Give her a shout out, and she can come to the track, take pictures, whether it's for autograph night or whatever it might be. Get a hold of Debbie G Photography. She's a great, fantastic photographer. She did our son's senior pictures this year. Fantastic job. I can't speak enough about her, and she is great to work with, and you won't be disappointed. So get a hold of Debbie G Photography today and get your pictures scheduled. And off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting easy street on my tires. Back in the day, Potts Farm was a place to go. Load a truck up, hit the dirt road, jump the barbed wire, spread the word, light the bonfire and call the girls. King and the can and the Marlboro man, Jack and Jim were a few good men. Where you learn how to kiss and cuss and fight too. Better watch out for the boys in blue and all this small town, he said, she said. Ain't it funny how rumors spread like I know something y'all don't know. Man, that talk is getting old. You better mind your business, man, watch your mouth before I have to knock that loud mouth out. I'm tired of talking, man, y'all ain't listening. Them old dirt roads is what y'all with. I'm chilling on a dirt road, laid back swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid a fender headlight, it's got me reminiscing on the good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting easy street on my tires. I sit back and think about them good old days, the way we were raising our southern ways, and we like cornbread and biscuits, and if it's broke around here, we fix it. All right, that is the new anthem this weekend, Dirt Road Anthem for the dirt roads, the dirt tracks, talking dirty, coming up right now. Ladies and gentlemen, please, it is time for the dirtiest show on the internet. Help me welcome my co-host, Mrs. Talkin' Dirty, the boss lady, Christina. Listen to the people cheering, Christina, for you. They're cheering. Listen to them. They're going crazy. This is Talking Dirty. It is the dirtiest show on the internet, and it is brought to you today by Racer Chasing Apparel. Go to racerchasingapparel.com today and get yourself some racetrack apparel. They've got a few designs over there. Amanda jumped on board with us this year to promote her brand. She's just getting started and asked if I've known Amanda for a very long time. And she said, hey, I said, yeah, we'll promote you. We'll make you the sponsor of Talking Dirty. It's everybody's favorite segment of the show anyway, where we get down and dirty and talk dirt racing. A lot of drama since last time we've been on air, Christina. We've got a lot to talk about. We'll get to the heavy drama here in just a few minutes. It's been fan requested that we talk about it.
Oh, no.
I don't know if you saw that on Facebook or not, but it's been requested if we were going to talk about the man, and we will get to it. But before we get to him, we've got some racing that's gone on the last week and a half since the last time we were on the air. Some big wins, some big controversies, Christina.
Oh, God, it wouldn't be dirt racing without the controversy. Man, so we were throwing bicycles. Now, you know, there's other stuff going on. I mean, woo, what a couple weeks. And, guys, I actually do have a bit of sad news. I won't be available in 2 weeks. I'll be on next week, but not the week after. I know it breaks everybody's heart. Probably not, but I'll be out that week. Watch, there be some real crazy shit happen that week too. It's bound to happen, I'm sure of it. We've got everything under the sun happening, and I don't know where to start. Do we start with Summer Nationals? We were out at Williams Grove for the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars. The World Outlaw late models were happening. I mean, everything. There's so much going on. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. It was getting nuts out in Illinois for the late models. It was getting nuts in New York for the sprint cars.
The win should be taken away, but whatever, you know.
Well, yeah. I mean,
just saying.
I don't know. I think what he got is going to hurt, so... but yeah, we'll get to him.
It should.
We even had not controversy, but we had big things happening even in the All-Star Circuit of Champions side of sprint cars too. But like I said, we will try and get to all of it. And coming up later too, Christine, we still got the penalty box we got to talk about. I've got a few nominees for that.
Let me tell you the penalty box this week. Woo, you're gonna love it.
I told you, there's a party
move.
In the penalty box. we got that. We've got NASCAR to talk about. There's some stuff moving around.
We
got a lot to talk
about
though? Tonight. We're gonna try.
Yeah, NASCAR had off 2 weeks, guys.
Yeah,
ooh.
Yeah. There's
on vacation.
Still some stuff happening.
Lucky bastards have vacation for 2 weeks.
2 weeks in the summer. How would you like that? Let's start with the World of Outlaw NASA Energy Drink Sprint Cars. Let's try and get through these last few races that happened. We, like you said, we had the Champion Racing Oil Summer Nationals that happened. It was a two-day event out there at Williams Grove Speedway, your old stomping grounds of Pennsylvania, Christina. We had two winners that weekend, and we had only one person that finished on the podium both nights. And that was my hometown guy, Mr. Sheldon Haldenshield. He got the win on the 23rd, but ultimately
beating
the Summer
Lance
Nationals.
At that.
Yeah,
beating
exactly.
Lance.
Yeah, and Mr. McFadden, who is no slouch at all. But ultimately, the winner of the Summer Nationals out there at Williams Grove Went to Brent Marks. He got the win on the 24th. He beat out Sheldon Haldenshield and Donnie Schott. So congratulations to Brent Marks for winning the Summer Nationals.
Yeah, last traffic. My God, last traffic. 8 Sheldon Haldenshield.
Mm-hmm.
It's yeah. Going to do him in every week. Every week. So sad for him. I was thinking, I really thought he was going to win, but no, the hometown guy kept the trophy in Pennsylvania. So I guess I should be happy considering, you know, the posse finally wins on the porch. Mind you guys, they've been 0-16 against. Now, mind you, they also put in here, thank you, Brian Walker, who writes some of these articles. He's got some great stats. 798 days later.
Oh, jeez.
Woo, Lord.
Wow.
That's 2 years. That's over 2 years. Woo.
That sounds like a Dale Jr. hasn't been to Victory Lane type of streak. Jeremy
boy.
Will appreciate
Ouch.
That comment. I had to hear that all the time.
Well, you know, Jeremy's going to penalty box if he doesn't get his butt listening to the show.
Yeah, we haven't gotten any text messages from anybody yet, so I don't know. Everybody must be sleeping.
Or working. I guess work is like a thing again. I don't know. Some people go back to work, but I don't know.
Yeah,
yeah. So that was fun. Two days in Williams Grove, but I mean, so we went there for the weekend, and then they decided to hang around, and they went back to New York. I mean, they haven't been in New York in, like, what, since before the pandemic? The original pandemic.
Yeah, it's been over, well over a year.
I mean, because now we're on the second pandemic. So, yeah, the original pandemic, yeah. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, I have to get my dates and facts straight, folks. I live in South Florida, guys. I have too much sun. So, okay. We go to Ransomville. That's such a great name for a city in New York.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds shady. I don't even know. Do we declare this person an actual winner? Because, I mean,
he won the race. I mean,
because the incident didn't happen until, I believe, what was it, Saturday? So, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he gets this win. Okay. But good for Pauly.
Yeah.
Cola Giovanni. I butchered the shit out of that, and I'm sober. So that's brilliant. That is a name. You know,
you sound like,
that should
you sound
be a
like me
name.
Now. You sound like me now trying
that
to pronounce
rough. I've never seen that. I'm so sorry to Pauly and his family. I apologize.
Cola Giovanni.
Yeah, what a name.
Pauly Cola Giovanni.
I
know.
That's a hockey name. That's not,
hey,
that's
Christina,
not a racing name.
I wonder
what?
If he's Italian.
Oh, I better be with that name. Holy shit. I'm only half Italian, and my last name has never been that crazy. So, yeah. All right. Good for him. No,
let's don't count out
the local guys.
Let's don't count out Craig Kenzer coming in third that night.
Yeah, Craig's, I think, what, almost the second or third youngest Kenzer to still be alive?
Mm.
So that's great news for the Kenzer family. Nah, I'm just fucking with him. He's a good race car driver. But I'm still pretty pumped up, though. The local guy really put on a strong showing. And not to mention his car, the colors, I enjoy that. That's like a nice, bright, lightish powder blue and some bright yellow and some black. That's a race car colors right there. That looks pretty badass. If you didn't look at his, look it up, folks. His car is pretty cool. I like the colors. So then we go to the night filled of drama. I mean, the night that would start. Rumors and drama. I mean, I don't know. We're gonna have to talk about it. So we went to Weave Sport. Haven't been there in a while, and so, you know, a lot of people are good at that racetrack. And the man that dominated there before. you know, the last time they were there, ended up doing it again. But heartbreak hit. I told you, lap traffic. You know, if Sheldon Honeshield was going to put anything or anyone in the penalty box, it would be lap traffic.
Yeah. I was excited about that race.
You should have been excited. Everybody should have been excited. That was a runaway show, but yikes. Boy, trying to get through lap traffic and have a collision.
With two laps
with
to
James
go.
James McFadden. Yeah,
with two
again.
Laps to go.
I mean, this is, and I say again, folks, this isn't the first time this has happened to him this year. If I'm not mistaken, it's like maybe the third or fourth time. I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but he ultimately gifted David Gravel a win the incident that occurred.
Let me ask you, Christina, this podium from Weedsport, can we say that this is maybe the wins don't show it and Carson Macedo might have something to say, but can we say that this is the big three of the World of Outlaws, maybe the big three veterans of the World of Outlaws? Like,
yeah,
when
you
think,
add that.
When you think sprint car racing, World of Outlaws, these three names, they've got to be three of the first names that pop into your head. David Gravel, Brad Sweet, Donnie Schatz. Like, right?
Well, they should be. They should be. Because if they don't, then you've lived under a rock, and I don't know what you've been watching.
Right.
But so these three should be, especially if you're going to go on the fact of veterans. Now, like you said, yes, Carson Macedo would definitely have something to say about it otherwise, and so would Logan Schuchart. You know, wins don't show it, but, you know, the guys that finish 1 through 5, that should be what we are talking about each week, are these five guys, and mixing Sheldon in there. I would say we mix in somebody else, but, you know, his future is kind of, don't even know what's going on.
Right.
I don't know. And the local guys put out and, you know, showed up again. I wonder if they got participation prizes.
Well, they sure as hell showed up a lot better than some other local racetracks. that's for sure.
Yeah. So Danny, Lauren, we saw Pauly back up there in the top 10 as well. I mean, hey, these guys really showed up. They put on a hell of a show. New York did not disappoint.
No, they did not.
Well, in that aspect. Or the racing aspect, it did not disappoint.
And to answer your question, by the way, if you're listening and you want to join in on the conversation that we're about to have regarding a World of Outlaw driver, the Barbasol Shea phone line open the entire show is 657-383-1903. Go ahead and just right now, while you're listening, take your phone, go to your contacts, type in Fastlane Sports Show, add new contact, and put that number in. That is the number every show to call, 657-383-1903 is the number to call. It is open the entire show. And to answer your question, Christina, it's been more than 1,000 days since the World of Outlaws have been to New York for a race before 2018.
Yikes. Before the pandemic. Okay,
yeah,
I can't even blame the pandemic on that.
It's been a few years.
My apologies for the pandemic. I shouldn't have blamed the pandemic for that.
No, we'll still
blame
it. We'll still blame it.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Okay.
We'll still play it.
All right. Are we ready to talk about the elephant in the room, or should I say the big bicycle in the room?
Let's go ahead. The winner from Ransomville Speedway, Mr. Aaron Rutzel, Mr. All-Star Circuit of Champion, two-time champion down there at the All-Star Circuit.
I don't know. It makes me question everything.
Well, now. He is a champion. You know, we can't prove otherwise.
Oh, we can't strip it.
Yeah. He's got four wins this year already. He doesn't have the points hasn't been running as consistent as these top guys when it comes to wins or points or top fives, I mean. But he does have four wins. We are talking about Aaron Rutzel. He has been in some hot water this year.
I mean, the bicycle comet really should have given it away. If you don't know that, then you really are under a rock. But okay.
He's been in some hot water this year a few times already. Hot water, hot head.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what you want to call him, but
both.
So if you don't know, Christina, go ahead. I asked you this a few days ago. I said, hey, did you hear anything? And you said, no, we didn't see nothing on Twitter. We thought maybe it's just a rumor. Maybe it's something stupid. We're going into the Ironman 55 weekend in Missouri. And we hadn't heard anything. And then the fit hit the shan, as they say, yesterday.
Yeah. So
Christina,
August 4th,
what happened?
So we've had 2 days, technically, really, to process this. But I'm just going to read. We're going to read, folks, and I will talk. Well, I will explain if there's questions that need to be answered. So, obviously, I don't want to compare it to NASCAR because it's not really like NASCAR's inspection. But during a inspection of Aaron Rutzel and Ross Motorsports car prior to competition on Saturday, now it begs to put into question the win from Friday. All right. Roundabout Law's technical director, Tom Adovic, I am probably saying that wrong, noticed suspicious peculiarities with the chassis paint and that the chassis inspection sticker appeared to have been tampered with. Okay. Long story short, folks. In, common people words, he cheated. So what he did, and he admitted it, I mean, dumb to do in the first place, very unsafe, and I'll explain why when and if need be. He decided to take a white chassis, okay? Now, mind you, the drivers will provide their own chassis, throughout the years, the year as well. It doesn't all just, rely on the car owner. The driver brings certain things to the tables as well, especially
which was my question
to
you.
Their body. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, which is fitted to them in their body style and so forth and such. So he's taken a white chassis. They didn't tell you the chassis, the actual builder of the chassis, considering it's really not the builder's fault at this point, which he knew had been previously disallowed for competition by the World of Outlaws due to undersizing tubing. Now, it goes on to tell you the chapter, the section, the article number in the rule book. So he painted it black. And then what he did was removed an inspection sticker from a different legal chassis. Now, mind you, you got different chassis all year round, folks. I mean, you got maybe the same chassis, same type, but more than one. So he took one off of, so it's like taking the inspection sticker off one car and slapping it on another car that clearly isn't legal, and placed it on the illegal chassis. This is, an effort to do whatever he needed to do, which was win. So, mind you, now for the violation. Oh, yes. Stop there. I'll let you ask me a question.
I was going to say, at this point, though, in the season, it just reset. At this point in the season, I get it. You've got 3 or 4 wins. But you're 7th in points. You're almost 500 points out of first. You're not going to win a championship. What are you thinking, Aaron?
Finish
the season out. I get it. Wins are important. Getting that money is important. But you haven't been running very consistent anyway. It's almost wreckers or checkers. But for your first year with the Outlaws full time, you're still, you're not doing bad. You're top 10 in points. You've got four wins at, you know, yeah. What are you thinking?
Right.
You know,
he wasn't. Yet again, this isn't the first time. I mean, a little backpedaling here, but it's not the first time he's been caught, so to speak, cheating. It's really not the first time. And I mind you, now, if you're going to continue to run with the World of Outlaws, oh boy, you're going to be the most scrutinized driver out there now. Way to go. You've literally put yourself a target on yourself that you really didn't need. You already had a target on yourself for the stupid shit you've done before in the past and throwing bicycles at people because you're retarded. Or not retarded, but you know what I'm saying. Because, I don't know, because you had a Tetra tantrum and you didn't like something, okay? So now, I don't know. One of the questions I know you had asked me, and I have been asked a couple other times this throughout, you know, the last 2 days. What's the big deal? Folks, there's a lot of big deals here, okay? Undersized tubing of a chassis. All right, just think of that for a second. What does that sound like to you? That's shaving weight off of the car, which makes you go faster, which will make you make weight. It makes you lighter in certain areas, more aerodynamic stuff that could happen. It means you flex a little. The car will flex. Now, yeah, the car's going to flex. But, mind you, has he raced this car and, God forbid, smacked the wall? I don't know if he'd be alive. That's the big deal, folks. This is very unsafe. It's a dangerous thing to do. That's why they outlaw this. Outlawed a lot of places. So, I mean, man, it's not safe. There's a lot of things. It's just to make you faster and lighter. It's stupid. Honestly, it's one of the dumbest mistakes anybody could make. I don't even know if it's a mistake because he knew what he was doing, and he put thought behind doing it, considering he painted the chassis black. God, a lot of work went into this to cheat when you could have put a lot of work into the damn car you had to make it better. But we're going to take the freaking lazy way and cheat. That shows nothing. I'm sorry. That just shows your character as a driver, in my opinion. So what happened was, so now to the biggest news of all. So now Aaron Russell has been fined $10,000. Individually, he's been fined $10,000. He has to pay that by August 28th. Or he is subject to additional penalties and fines. He's also been inducted a 1,000 World of Outlaw Sprint Car Series 2021 Championship Driver Points. Mind you, that could send him straight to the bottom. He is also suspended from 30 days from the World of Outlaw Sprint Car Series competition for 30 days. Mind you, we're on one of the biggest weekends of racing all year. So, yeah, literally shit the bed, folks. He really just screwed up his whole year. He might have screwed up his whole career. So then Ross Motorsports is also being held accountable, as they should, because I don't see how they didn't realize what was going on. Yes, I read what they said. I don't know if I fully 100% believe what they said. I mean, they literally just left him out to dry by himself. But, you know, I mean, they're saving their own ass, and that's what a lot of, you know, businesses and companies will do these days. So Ross Motorsports, as a motorsports team, has been fined also $10,000. They lost 500 World of Outlaws Sprint Car Series Championship owner points. Mind you, there's two. It's just like NASCAR, an owner's championship and a driver's championship. So they had to pay their fine prior to participating in the next event, which, hello, is now going on as we speak. So if they wanted to participate, which, you know, spoiler alert, they are, they had to pay us $10,000. Now, both Russell and Ross are on probation. So once Russell comes back, suspension, he will be on probation the rest of the 2021 year and the entire 2022 year. the same goes for Ross Motorsports as a whole. Whether these two stay together, it's unknown at this point in time. So that's how it goes. It's so stupid. The severity of the penalty should go to tell you how bad this violation is. That's a huge penalty on both sides. Rightfully deserved because he's an idiot, but, you know.
Yeah, it's bad for Aaron. It knocks him out of the top 10 in points, and then he's obviously going to drop probably a little further than that. He has competed. He has entered all the races so far this year, all 51. He started 50 of them. There was one he did not get to start in, but he was the last person on, you know, the top seven. He was in the top seven. The top six have competed in all 51 races so far this year, and then Aaron is the first one to not compete in all of them, and that's 50. McFadden is at 45. That's only because he missed the first five races of the regular season. And then it goes down to Craig Kinzer, who's 49 starts. Brock Zierfoss, who's 46 starts. So, yeah, this is going to take him down below Brock Zierfoss to start. And then, or actually below Jacob Allen. So he's going to be 12th in points.
And
he's going to drop a few more than that. Because some of these guys below that are going to be running and getting points while he's not racing. So, yeah, he completely,
I mean,
he was already out. Yeah, he was already out of championship contention anyway. But this definitely takes him completely out of that. And you don't like to see these types of circumstances to promote your own career, but for the time being, this weekend at least, it has worked out for Mr. Parker Price Miller, who will be taking over the 83 car. And in qualifying, of course, he runs QuickTime and leads the qualifying so far tonight in the night before the I-55. Ironman 55, so you know, he jumps in the car and already has speed and runs the fastest in qualifying. So Roth Motorsports, Christina, you know better than me, but they've gone through drivers the last several years anyway. I don't see
that's
him sticking
an understatement.
With. I don't see him sticking with Aaron after this. You know, I see them just saying we're done, even after your competition suspension is over. I don't see them bringing him back anyway.
No, they're not. I mean, no, if you would have read between the lines of their press conference, their press release, where they were talking about this and the infractions and stuff, there's no way he comes back from this. And he actually did win QuickTime, by the way, because they're lining up now for heat races. So ironically enough, Parker Price Miller steps in, gets QuickTime, and will start on the pole of heat number one, besides Brad Sweet.
Yeah, they're already five laps into that, and Brad Sweet's winning. There's a caution.
Yeah. So, see? Brad Sweet. It's so behind with the internet. My God, the internet sucks tonight. At least mine does.
Brad Sweet, but Cale Thomas, and Parker Price Miller, that's the top three right now in heat one.
I know one of our listeners was hoping we would talk about this, and I was hoping to see what his opinion was on the situation. But I just don't understand why you would jeopardize your rookie in this series or something like that. And, you know, now it puts your whole, you know, he's been caught before. It's not the first time, which is why I say, you know, was he legally a champion? We'll never know because of the circumstances that come with the All-Star Circuit of Champions and, you know, everything else. And as far as the World Outlaws go, yes, they may be a little more strict on certain things, but my God, it's a chassis, for the love of God. Don't fuck with it. It's going to save your life. It's basically the roll cage in the life of that sprint car, guys. It's no joke. You don't screw with it. I mean, he also threw a temper tantrum and threw a bike at somebody. I mean, come on now. You really? He's more of a hothead than Tony Stewart was. At least when Tony was on the track, all he threw was a damn helmet. Come on now. Not a bicycle.
Yeah. This also, yeah, I forgot about that too. But yeah, so not only does this help Parker Price Miller advance his career some because he's going to be in good equipment. And obviously he's fast, but this also is good for James McFadden because now James McFadden will most likely win the Rookie of the Year for the World of Outlaws now because that puts Aaron Ruckel.
Wait, is he legitimately a rookie? They have him as a rookie this year?
That's what I was reading an article that said that with this stuff for Aaron Ruckel that this will basically wrap up the Rookie of the Year for James McFadden. So
how is he even considered a rookie?
I'm not sure.
I guess
sure.
Full time, I guess. I guess full time.
Yeah.
No, I just assume he's, you know.
So,
guys, let's talk about James McFadden for a minute because, listen, he missed, like you said, the first five races. Hell, he couldn't even get out of the country of Australia. They wouldn't let him out.
Parker Price Miller must have been the reason for the caution in Heat 1 because he finished five laps down and
then
ninth.
Last chance showdown.
Yeah.
Last chance showdown. Ooh, good night start, not a good end. there's time to fix that, folks. This is so sorry, Parker Price Miller. You're the butt of the joke right at the moment. But there's time to rebound. It's only night one. They got a whole weekend of this lovely racetrack.
Yeah.
Great facility. It's one of the best in the country, you know, so hopefully he can get there because they're going to go to this. They're here for the Ironman 55. And then it's, you know, some even cooler action with Knoxville coming up. Now, this is where the whole Aaron Ruckel suspension thing really is going to kick into high gear. He's racing he's going to miss. 1, 2, 3, 4 nights of the Knoxville Nationals.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's been like, is this a sanctioned, you know, World of Outlaw race? Pretty sure he can't race in this race, folks. I know there's a lot of questions around it, but I'm almost 100% sure. I'm like 98% sure he's not going to be able to race at Knoxville. There are points on the line for this, so there's no way.
Yeah, I mean, it's a World of Outlaws sanctioned event.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So.
I know. There's lots of rumors as to what he can and can't do. But you can't. Well, he can't. It clearly says the series, and under the series it says World of Outlaw, Knox Energy, Drink, Sprint Car Series. So there you have it. He's not going to be able to race. He may be able to race in the 360s if he has a ride, but he cannot race during 410 Knoxville Nationals Racing, which is sanctioned by the World of Outlaws. So, I mean, he's really dug himself a hole this time. I don't think there's any coming back from this hole because, well, you've gotten caught more than once now. And it just is, it's time to go. I don't know. I think he has solidified his career.
Yeah. Yeah. So that is the drama in the dirt. It is Aaron Ruckel getting caught with an illegal chassis and getting suspended for a month from competition, fines, points, everything else. But yeah, so they
the biggest racing of the year.
Yeah, during the
he
month
should have done
of
this
money.
At the beginning of the year or something. Jesus Lord, he was stupid. It really was not smart. None of it was smart. Well, I want to know where you thought peeling the sticker, like, because you know, folks, when you peel stickers, like sometimes the edge doesn't go the whole way back down, and you know.
Mm-hmm.
What possessed you to try to do this? I would love to sit down and talk to him about it. But, I mean, yet again, I don't, because I fear what would come out of my mouth.
Yeah. So Aaron Rutzel is done for a while.
Maybe the whole year.
We are, maybe. But the World of Outlaws, they are in Pavely, Missouri this weekend. It
yeah.
is the Iron Man 55. Now, Christina, while we're talking about the Iron Man 55, I've got some stats and some numbers for you, because I love numbers and I love stats, and I know how much you do as well. So let's just go ahead. Let's talk about Casey Kane Racing, because with the news of Aaron Rutzel, it's another win for Casey Kane Racing. Like, they need any more wins, because their driver, James McFadden, will most likely be Rookie of the Year now for the World of Outlaws. So chalk up another victory for Casey Kane Racing, as if they haven't gotten enough wins this year with Brad Sweet. And we'll talk about points in just a second. So let me give you some numbers on some stuff here. The World of Outlaws are in Missouri this weekend. Remember that. Missouri is where they're at this weekend. They're at I-55 Raceway. Casey Kane Racing, Brad Sweet, he's got 14 wins this year, Christina. He is the winningest driver at I-55 Raceway. He is 7-for-7 in Missouri this year. And he is going, now this is the most interesting stat, he has never won the Iron Man 55. So he is going for his first Iron Man 55 title, and it could be this year. But if he does win, well, he's already 11th all-time on the wins list in the World of Outlaws. By himself, he is 11th on the wins for the World of Outlaws. Now, that's not it. It gets better. Here are some more numbers for you heading into this weekend, into the Iron Man 55. Christina, listen to these. 0 is the number. Never before has an Iron Man 55 winner proceeded to win the Knoxville Nationals the next week. Ooh, that could change this year as well, maybe.
No, I don't think so. No.
The Federated Auto Parts Raceway at I-55 is a quarter mile around. Brock Zierfoss and Wayne Johnson pursue their first Ironman 55 feature starts this weekend. Brock Zierfoss from Pennsylvania has never started an Ironman 55. 2.58, that's the average starting position of the Ironman 55 winners. The farthest any winner has started has been 6th. These numbers keep getting bigger and better, Christina. Listen, 3, that is the record for the most Ironman 55 titles. 1 consecutively from 2011 to 2013 by, do you know?
Johnny Schatz.
No. Craig Dolanowski. His nickname,
I was hoping it was Johnny Schatz.
His nickname is the crowd pleaser. We also have another number 3. And this is 3 former Ironman 55 winners in this weekend's field. Can you name 3 of them? Can you name 3?
Probably not. Is Delancey even still running?
I don't know. The 3 former winners in this weekend's field are Rico Abreu.
Well, never guessed he won the Ironman.
He won it twice in 2016 and 2017.
What?
We have Logan Schuchart.
Yes, I know Logan has won.
And Sheldon Hoppenshield.
You know, Logan and Sheldon, they need some action. They need some wins. So this could be their weekend.
It could
be.
It
really could be. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe Sheldon's won the pole for his heat race. Let me see. Yes. Heat 3, he's on the pole.
Sweet.
That's a good start for him.
4, we have 4 consecutive Ironman 55 features have been won from the pole position, although none have led all 55 laps from green to checkered. 4.72. This is going to be a good one for you. You like this guy. Donnie Schott's average finish at the Ironman 55. The Tony Stewart Curb Racing number 15 has four runner-up finishes and a worst finish of ninth, but still has never won the Ironman. Ooh.
Which baffles me because he is so good and he has so many wins because he has 300 wins, folks.
And he's been racing since like 1950. I'm surprised he hasn't won this yet.
I know, right? Just a little update. Logan Schuchart won his heat race. And
nice.
Donnie Schatz finished
too.
Third.
Ooh,
yes,
nice.
And Donnie Schatz finished third in that heat race. And shout out, I didn't even realize this, but Danny Dietrich went out there too. So good for Danny. Left Pennsylvania to go out there and race. You know, it's cool to see. They're all prepping. Some of these guys you're going to see next weekend, too. We'll see how many guys go to Knoxville after this. I assume they're almost all going to go to Knoxville after that. But, yeah, so we'll see. Sheldon's looking to repeat winner here. And so is Sheldon. And they both, you know, they're off to a good start. We'll see.
We've got, what do we got here? We got some more numbers here. This is all at I-55 and with the Ironman 55. We got seven full-time drivers have won at I-55 with the World of Outlaws before. That list includes Brad Sweet, Sheldon Haudenschild, Donnie Schatz, Logan Schuchart, David Gravel, Jason Sides, and Craig Kinzer. They've all won at I-55. This is a good one. The track record. Do you know what it is and when it was set?
No, that I definitely don't know.
It was set last year.
Guys, I'm not an encyclopedia. I know.
I love it.
I wish.
The track record was set last year, May 22nd, 2020. The track record is 9.995 seconds. I shared this video on Twitter yesterday or the day before. It was set by Kyle Larson. Go to my Twitter, watch the video. I'll tell you what. The announcer for the World of Outlaw Nauta Energy Drink Sprint Cars, I love listening to him.
Johnny Gibson?
Oh, my goodness. He is amazing. He is awesome. We got a few more here. 10. That's the number of Slick Woody's quick times set by David Gravel aboard the Big Game Motorsports number 2 this year.
Boy.
This year.
No.
David Gravel.
That
this year.
Some bad things. Hold
your tongue.
Speaking of winning. Sheldon won his heat. Won his heat race, folks. Off to a good start, he is.
Speaking of Sheldon Haudenschild, he's in my next number. 10.308 was the margin of victory for Sheldon Haudenschild in 2018 of the Ironman 55. 10.3 seconds.
Who finished second?
I don't know.
Was it Donnie Schott?
I'm not sure. I'd have to go back and look. There were some other ones.
I think it was Donnie.
Here's a good one. 16 is the number of consecutive top 7 results for Carson Macedo and the Jason Johnson Racing number 41 so far this year.
Both guys could use the Ironman win, too. That would be a great weekend for them. Especially, they're going to go back to Knoxville, though, where some great memories were made in that 41 car as well. So we'll see.
Yes.
Hopefully, momentum's on their side.
Here's a couple last couple stats I'm going to give you. You mentioned Danny Dietrich, Christina, 799. Mm-hmm. That's the number, 799. That's how many miles it is from Gettysburg, Pennsylvania to I-55 Raceway, which is how many miles Danny Dietrich traveled. And the Gary Kaufman Racing number 48 to race this weekend for the Ironman 55. 799
you
miles.
You know why? Yeah, you know why I laughed at that? It is closer of a drive from Pennsylvania to there than it is from PA to where I live. Oh my God. Guys, and I've made the drive. Trust me. I don't fly. We drive back.
799, Christina. That might be the number of miles you put on the year that you came to Wayne County Speedway and went back.
all in the same
four
night.
Or 5 years ago. Yeah, all in the same day. Christina was in like seven different states and 3,700 different counties that day just to see a race.
No lie.
So that was awesome. No, that was awesome. But we've got the very first year that the World of Outlaws appeared at I-55. I'm not going to ask you if you know because you probably don't. But it was 1987.
What? It was the year I was born.
And guess who won that? We have a memorial race for this guy now, I believe.
Oh, boy.
It was won by Brad Doty.
Oh, yes, and we do. We have Brad Doty Classic, yes.
David Gravel
is
leading
his team. I've actually been able to meet him. I've actually had the pleasure of meeting him at a couple racetracks, actually. Very knowledgeable.
Nice.
The unfortunate
nice.
Accident, but he's a very nice guy. So, I mean, he's got a lot of knowledge and, you know, he will tell you and talk to you for hours about it.
David Gravel is leading his heat race right now. He's beating Jacob Allen and Brock Zierfoss. Two more stats for you. Oh, Shark Racing. I can hear the music. David Gravel, can you hear the music? 2009, Christina, that is, we haven't been running the Ironman 55 for very long. We've been running at Federated Auto Parts I-55 Raceway since 1987, but the actual Ironman 55 race, its first year that we ran that was in 2009. So this will be the 13th running of the Ironman 55, so not that long. And Joey Saldana.
Unlucky 13.
Joey Saldana won
that
first running of the Ironman 55.
He's a very knowledgeable race car driver, too. There's been a lot of great drivers win at this racetrack. So
yes.
Oh, man. I grew up watching Joey Saldana race. He was one of my favorites.
David Gravel won. He beat Jacob Allen. Last number I'm going to give you, Christina, and I knew I had read it somewhere. This is where I read it. 6,356 points. That's how many points James McFadden has so far on this year. We're going to talk about the points, actually, here in 1 second. It says he is the new leading contender for the Kevin Gobrick Rookie of the Year Award. So that is – I knew I read it somewhere. So, yes, James McFadden – is the
you
new...
know where Kevin Gobrick is from?
I'm going to guess Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Everybody's from Pennsylvania.
Yeah. That's a great race car driver, yeah.
Let's talk points real quick before we get to the late models. We're already an hour into the show, Christina.
Yeah,
I knew we had
to talk about my favorite.
Let's talk sprint cars real quick, though, points, because Brad Sweet, like we said, Casey Kane Racing, they are winning everything. They're the points leaders, and now they're the Rookie of the Year leaders. But Brad Sweet is leading the points. He's got 14 wins on the freaking year, Christina. The next two drivers below him combined have the same amount of wins as Brad Sweet. And that would be Carson Macedo and David Gravel. They are second and third, respectively. Carson is 120 points back from Brad Sweet. David Gravel is 136. He's only 16 points behind Carson. So Carson better watch himself. He doesn't have...
Especially this weekend.
Second place is not his. So he better keep his eyes on Brad Sweet. But he better keep his eyes in the mirror because David Gravel is coming as well. But both of those guys with 7 wins on the year. And then it just goes downhill from there. You've got Donnie Schatz in fourth with a win. Sheldon Houdenshield, 5 wins on the year. But, Christina, he's got 6 less top 10s and 10 less top 5s than Brad Sweet. So that doesn't help when you when you're not running as consistent as the points leader. You're going to find yourself in a hole. 5 wins, though. You give anybody 5 wins on a year in a series like the World of Outlaws, and you think, man, they got to be at least in first place or close. And Sheldon's in 276 points back. Sheldon, Logan Schuhart, if I can speak, is in 6th place in the points with 3 wins. And that's about where we're going to draw the line, because anybody below that is just out there racing for money and points.
I'd cut off everybody below David Gravel.
Yeah, yeah. But after Logan Schuhart, you've got Aaron Rutzel, which is suspended. James McFadden, who's almost 800 points back now because he missed the first 6 races of the year. Craig Kenzer, who doesn't. He has only started 49 races, you know, so it just kind of goes downhill from Brock Zierfoss. He rounds out the top 10. Actually, Jacob Allen's going to round out the top 10 now when Aaron Rutzel gets his 1,000-point deduction. So Shark Racing, two guys, both of their drivers in the top 10 in points now. Jacob Allen's still looking for his first win on the year, though, so.
And he's also in the redraw for tonight.
That's good.
Yeah. It's really good for Jacob Allen, actually. Great to see.
Yeah. Before we get, we'll talk about late models here in 1 second. I do want to, because I do like to talk about the small town short tracks, you know, that's kind of what our show what I like to talk about and highlight. We talk about all these small town short tracks on a weekly basis, mainly because we're talking World of Outlaws or the All-Star Circuit of Champions, but we're still talking about tracks that some people might not have ever heard about. Well, down at West Virginia Motor Speedway tonight, tonight of all nights, they picked a night to have a race with the 410 sprints, but there's some names down there tonight, Christina, that if you follow 410 racing at all in dirt racing in the sprints, some of these names you will know or have heard of. Names like Jordan Ryan, he is down there tonight. Anthony Macri is down there tonight.
Yep.
Kale Conley, Trey and Lee Jacobs are both down there as well. So. Some mm-hmm. bigger name drivers in the world of 410s that didn't make
it. It helps for them. They actually picked, it sucks because they're competing against I-55, but there's no All-Star Circuit of Champions racing until August 20th. So it actually worked out the benefit that they get some of the bigger name guys that didn't want to go out west and tear up equipment at I-55 or at Knoxville. I mean, right. Or in between going to Knoxville, they went to West Virginia. I love that track back. It's awesome to see. I'm glad these tracks are coming back to life.
I would like to, I didn't know Trey Jacobs was going to be at West Virginia Motor Speedway tonight. But if he isn't anywhere next Friday, I would love to hound him on Twitter until he agrees to come on the show next Friday and talk to him. He had a big couple weekends the last few weekends, getting wins at Wayne County Speedway and Attica.
Yeah, I saw the Attica win. Speaking of local guys and wins, and actually Williams Grove is racing right now. Williams Grove actually just finished their 410 feature for the first time in his career, and for the first time in a long time, we finally see the Leland.com Trone Outdoor 27 Hefner Racing 410 sprint car back in victory lane. So congrats to Devin Borden for his first win in the 410. kudos to them. They were knocking on the door, knocking on the door. I wasn't sure if it was going to be the right fit, but, you know, kudos to them. He got a win. I'm excited for them, and I love Hefner. You know this. He's been on the show several times. I actually talked to him live at the racetrack on air, too. So, man, we do a lot of crazy stuff with the Hefner crew. But, no, kudos to all of them.
Yes, yes. Kudos to them. All right, are you ready to talk late models?
I've been ready. I was born ready. I don't have blood in my veins. I have dirt in my veins and maybe some fumes and some, you know, it happens.
Yeah. So before we talk about the late models, goodness gracious.
No! We need to talk about late models.
This is Talking Dirty, and it is brought to you by Racer Chase and Apparel. We'll get a shout out, a plug in real quick for Racer Chase and Apparel. Go to racerchaseandapparel.com and find yourself a new shirt to wear when you go to your favorite small town, short track, dirt track, maybe next weekend. Because if you buy it now, you're obviously not going to have it in time to go to a track this weekend. So go to racerchaseandapparel.com.
Also, tweet us your pictures of you all wearing apparel. I
want
to see this.
And if you go to Hardcore Fishing Game and buy something, let us see that as well. Tweet us and let us know.
Yeah. I show mine off every weekend.
all right. You're sure you want to do this? You want to talk late models? Because I'm going to start with the Prairie Dirt Classic. So let's jump in to the 31st edition of the Prairie Dirt Classic. Do I even need to say who won that race? Let's just say who finished on the podium. It was $50,000 to win. So you know who's going to show up for this, right? It's going to be everybody and their mother. So coming in second place was Bobby Pierce. And coming in third was Shannon Babb. So congrats to those two guys for finishing on the podium.
Oh, man. So mean to them. Who won that race?
Oh, Kyle Larson.
I want you to say it.
Kyle Larson.
Yeah.
Who else? He has won in everything this year.
Finally, yeah. I mean,
he shows up to a 50,000 to win race and wins it. So,
guys, if I'm not mistaken, that was his birthday.
July 30th, 31st. Was that the 31st?
He won on the 31st, but which day is his? I'm almost 100% sure. I could be very wrong, but let me look.
You're right. 31st is his birthday, I think.
Guys, I'm always right. Let's be honest.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
No, I'm not always right, but I'm not always right. Stop. I'm teasing. Yes. July 31st.
Well, happy birthday, Kyle Larson. Here's
$50,000. Makes me feel really old.
My son.
92? Born in 92.
My son got $50 from his uncle for his birthday. Kyle Larson gets $50,000 for his birthday.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell Bryce, you're going to have to become a race car driver, bud. I can't keep giving you $100 for your birthday.
Don't tell him that. Don't tell him that. You'll be putting out money left and right. Ooh.
We'll just get
Slicks
and Sticks to sponsor it.
Yeah, have you not learned anything from this show?
We'll just get you to sponsor it. You got the money.
Oh, yeah.
So, the
31st. I've done some in the past, but yes.
The 31st edition of the Prairie Dirt Classic at Fairbury Speedway in Illinois. Yes, it was won by Kyle Larson. You ask, well, how can Kyle Larson win a race on a weekend? Well, it's because NASCAR had 2 weekends off because of the Olympics. So Kyle Larson.
Is that really why, though? Or did they just get tired and didn't have enough racetracks to go to because of COVID?
No,
can we be
I'm
honest?
Sure it was the Olympics.
I think that's honestly
I'm sure
that's
it was the Olympics.
Why.
I don't know.
I'm sure they didn't have a racetrack to go to.
But because NASCAR was off, Kyle Larson was still racing, and he won that. That's his first late model win of the year, isn't it? We say that like he's been racing late models every weekend, but no, that's his first late model win of this year. So.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, I think he's going to be racing. Just get ready, folks. He's going to be doing like he just did a couple weeks ago. He's going to do all of it. You know, he got to run and be a king and went and ran race, you know, NASCAR the next day. So when he does it again for Knoxville, I still foresee that happening. So yeah, anyway, so, yeah, we got that. And then we went to,
Allegheny
Speedway. Get your Southern accent out for that one. So the MVP Platinum Battery Showdown, and it's about time. Cade Dillard found victory lane. I'm just saying, it is about time. And he beat the two men that are battling for a championship. So he ended up beating Brandon Shepherd and Chris Madden to win that race, which is really great to see. There was a lot of great race car drivers in that race. My favorite race car driver was in that race too. Finished fifth. I won't say his name because it gets every. I said finished fifth. Ninth.
I'm not looking at the finishing order. I'm just guessing who your favorite driver is. Oh, Big Sexy.
Big Old.
Oh.
He was there. He finished fifth. He was a good run for them. Yeah, no offense, Ricky Lee. But, yeah. So that was great for them. Cade Dillard really needed a win, kind of get momentum back. I mean, it was a little crazy for them. They were supposed to race last night. Mother Nature decided to be a mean old lady. So they're running at. I could have said way worse there. So they postponed last night, and they finished that tonight. They're doing that first because hot laps start at 5:30. They're racing that there since 5:30. Woof! The boys are going to be pulling some double duty. So they're actually racing tonight as well, and I know they are racing because I've been getting updates and Outlaw from them, some timing and everything that's going on and who's winning what. So
yeah, Shannon Babb won Heat 4.
Yeah. Good for him, too. Needs to have some good racing and featuring, and we'll see. We'll see. There's a lot of names out there racing tonight as well, so it's going to be interesting to see who gets the win. I don't know. I can't give you a winner for this one. It's going to be crazy. By the way, Brandon Overton won his heat race, too. Cade Dillard. Cade Dillard is using the momentum here. He's doing good, using that momentum to go into this weekend. That's good. That's good. Keep doing it. And Ashton Winger won his heat race. Now, that's a race car name.
Ashton Winger. Yeah.
Yeah. That Winger out there. That's a great name. So we'll see. We'll see what happens and who. I don't know if they actually ran the first feature yet. Ooh, that one I'm real bad with, guys. I don't think so. Oh, they did. Ooh, right here. Check out the highlights. Let's see. Don't mind me. Let me scroll here and I'll get you it. So, podium from Thursday, 30 lap per feature. Look at that, the man with the name. Ashton Winger was your winner of the feature. Chase Jungus was second, and Brandon Shepherd rounded out the podium.
Nice.
Good night for that kid. Look at that little kid out there. Ashton Winger looks like he's about 15 years old. I'm not even lying. He does. He looks so young. Man, well, good for him getting that Outlaw win.
Yeah.
It's his second it's his second career win.
It is the USA Nationals at Cedar Lake Speedway,
yes.
Which is what Christina is talking about.
Yeah. And the little kid won a second feature. I don't know how old he is, folks. I'm just saying he looks really young.
Good.
Which
good
is no knock to him. It's good for the young kids to win. You know who else has been putting on a show, though, in the Outlaws? Bobby Pierce. Because, I mean, he ran Summer Nationals. He wasn't actually scheduled to run, like, the full series of Summer Nationals that just ended and, you know, the showdowns and everything that just finished. But I don't know what happened or where he came from out of this year, but he kept winning and winning. I was trying to share as much of it as I could with y'all on Facebook, on the Flicks and Stakes page from Bobby Pierce's actual Facebook. But the man was on fire. He finished first or second a lot of, you know, great finishes out of him early in this year. So that's good for them. They've been doing a lot of things. You know, the Summer Nationals were great for them. They did a lot of great things, and they're still doing it because I believe they're – where are they at now? Yeah, they're at the 50 – yeah, they're still running all over the place, which is cool to see. Bobby Pierce updated his schedule. So he is there. He's at Cedar Lake this weekend as well. So he's going to, you know, keep doing this. Because what he's trying to do and what he made it say here, he's trying to keep the points lead in what is the Summer Nationals. Now, folks, it's its own thing called the Summer, you know, Dirt Car Nationals, Summer Nationals. It's its own little series that runs within a lot of these. So he is still there. He's still running. So he's, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, but the kid is on fire. He has a solid points lead as well when it comes to Summer National. And he finished second, as you alluded to earlier, to Kyle Larson. Not a bad guy to finish second to. but he also won as well over there at the Falls. He won the night prior at the Prairie Dirt Classic. So he got past Jonathan Davenport and won that one. So he's doing a lot of cool things. I mean, I just wanted to shout him out because this is a guy he's like Kyle Larson. And not in the fact that, you know, he drives three or four different series, but he's racing a race car almost every night of the week. He literally is living the dream with his family. It was pretty badass, I have to say. So shout out to Bobby Pearson. I hope he wins Summer Nationals because I would love to see him win. I'm just saying, I could talk about Bobby Pearson late models all night, but we don't have that kind of time. We don't.
But, yeah, we are running the USA Nationals at Cedar Lake Speedway in Wisconsin tonight. That is the World of Outlaw Morton Buildings Late Model Series. So good luck to all those guys. Hope they stay safe up there. As far as
too.
Right, yeah, they'll be there tomorrow. Tomorrow's the big night. I believe it is. Was it? Is it 20?
Another 50G.
Is it 50? Okay, yeah, 50,000 to win. So we will hope that Mother Nature holds off for that 100 lap feature.
Mm-hmm.
So big.
Remember, they won the last 100 lap feature.
Yeah.
Still
a lot
of money?
Yeah. He won 2 100 lap features in a row. And one took home all
so
the
crazy.
Money. So we will see who wins that. As far as the World of Outlaw Morton Building late model points go, it is Brandon Shepherd on top, where he likes to be. He is ahead of Chris Madden. They both have 4 wins. On the, you know what I mean. They have 4 wins on the year. Chris Madden is 88 points behind Brandon Shepherd,
which is the smallest margin. Now, we must say, that is the smallest margin between first and second I think we've seen in 3 years.
Yeah.
Right?
It's been a long time. It's been, usually, the point margin between first and second is how it is between first and third right now. And that would be Tyler Bruning, who is a rookie who is running
good
third in the points.
Doing good.
Yeah, 332 points behind, which is usually what we're saying about second place. Chris Madden is doing a great job. He's only got two less top fives than Brandon Shepherd. And other than that, they are across the board as far as wins, top 10.
Pretty much
they've entered. Now, Brandon Shepherd has started 33 races, and Chris Madden has only started 31. So I'm going to guess that's where the two less top fives come from, because that would make sense to me. Chris Madden is doing a great job. And Ricky Weiss, let's not count out the top five. Ricky Weiss is fourth, and Dennis Erb Jr. is fifth. And Dennis Erb Jr. has got three wins on the year. So that's your top five in points.
And Ryan Gustin is another rookie who's in sixth, and Kay Dillard's in seventh. That's great for both those guys. And like I said, Kay Dillard came off of a win, and he's trying to bank on that momentum, which he needs to do, try and make up some of these points and stuff that he lost with some misfortune earlier in the year. But I have to say I'm very excited to see how this points battle will finish between Brandon Shepherd and Chris Madden. They're both competitors, and they're tough, and, I mean, we'll see who takes out who to win.
Yeah.
It could happen, folks. Put a fender to him. Be all right.
We will we'll definitely keep an eye on the late models as the rest of this show progresses, which is only 30 minutes of live airtime left. But we'll keep watching that. Also, real quick, Lernerville is running tonight. The sprints are currently on the track for their feature.
And Brandon Mattis spun out.
And I was going to say there is a caution. Cole Macedo. Cole Macedo is leading right now, and if you're saying that name sounds familiar, it's because he's the younger brother of Carson Macedo, who runs full-time in the World of Outlaw NOS Energy Drink Sprint Car Series. We've seen Cole Macedo at Wayne County Speedway a few times. He runs the Eastern Ohio Western Pennsylvania Tour. He likes to bounce around from track to track in this general region of the country. A great kid. He's keep up with it. I mean, he'll be if he can get some funding, get some big time sponsors, he might just hit the road like his brother Carson. So, but he is leading so far at Lernerville, and a name you won't see on this list because he must have had some issues is AJ Flick. He is not racing in the feature tonight at Lernerville with the sprints. So something must have happened with the car.
Must have.
So they are still under caution. Yeah, they didn't even get one lap finished.
No, they didn't. And the craziest thing is he spun and kept going. So it wasn't even like he stopped on the racetrack or anything. It is what it is.
Yes, it is. Speaking of the points leader in the World of Outlaw Morton Buildings late model series, he won his heat mm-hmm. five. Brandon Shepherd beats out Dennis Erb Jr. So,
come on, Dennis
Erb
Jr. You got one job.
We will keep an eye on that. We will talk about the All-Stars next week because we have some stuff we got to get into.
They're on vacation
anyway. There was a lot of racing since the last time we were on the show, but we'll talk about that next Friday. We'll start off with the All-Stars, and then we'll jump into what happened with the Ironman 55 and what is going on at Knoxville with the Outlaws. But, you can go to All-Stars. I believe it's allstarsprint.com. You can check out the schedule and the results there. Points and everything as well. Points haven't really changed too much. Tyler Courtney is still leading Corey Eliason in the points.
But beautiful sunshine.
Yeah, he's gotten a few more wins even since the last time we were on air. Two to be, in fact. And but also making some noise is Kerry Madsen. Yeah.
My man.
Getting some wins there. Two wins in a row to be exact there in Iowa. So
yes.
Congrats to him. Congrats to him.
And we don't have anything with Lucas Oil late models either because, you know, we talked about Silver Dollar Nationals last time with Kyle Bronson winning. They're actually off as well because of everything going on in Knoxville and everything. They're not going to come back until, you know, they're on a little bit of a break. Some of those guys are actually racing where we were just talking with the World of Outlaw late models tonight. They're not back until August 12th at the beautiful Florence Speedway in Union, Kentucky. So there's going to be three nights of racing there. And two nights of that is, well, actually all three nights are for the Sunoco 39th annual North-South 100, $50,000 to win.
Woo!
A lot of that's a lot of $50,000 to win late model races, folks. I told you guys late models is where it's at.
It is the month
of money.
It is the month of money. They don't call it the month of money for nothing.
No.
So be sure to tune in next Friday. We will be right back here, same time, same place, same channel, same two awesome hosts will be here. to do a little more talking dirty. Talking Dirty is brought to you every week by Racer Chase Apparel. Be sure to go to racerchasingapparel.com today and get yourself a brand new shirt to wear to the racetrack. Who tested positive for what?
No, it's NASCAR.
Oh.
I'll wait till we get there.
So this is the Fast Lane Sports Show. We are presented each and every week by Hardcore Fishing Game. Be sure to go to Hardcore Fishing Game as well. And when you check out there, use promo code HFG20 to get 20% off of your order. Thanks to Chuck and the entire gang over there at Hardcore Fishing Game. And congrats to them on signing that new deal with the camo company. I can't think off the top of my head what the name of the camo company is, but they've got some, it's great for them because it opens up a whole new market for the guys at Hardcore Fishing Games. So congrats to them, and thank you to them and everybody who is on board with us here on the show. Christina, let's jump into NASCAR because we had a driver get signed on a day.
Very iconic.
It had to have been
very
planned.
Very iconic day.
It was not an accident. It was not an accident. So on International Watermelon Day, in case you don't know, Ross Chastain signed his deal to stay with Chip Ganassi slash Trackhouse Racing. Trackhouse Racing, in case you've been living under a rock, purchased Chip Ganassi Racing. So next year there will be no more CGR. There will be Trackhouse Racing. And I'm sure you love this because the two drivers next year for Trackhouse Racing will be Ross Chastain and Mr. Daniel Suarez. So congrats to those two guys. And congrats to Ross Chastain for being able to sign that deal. Kurt Busch was on his way out anyway. So I think it made sense for Trackhouse to sign Ross Chastain and keep him on. He's been in this equipment all year now. He knows how it works. He knows what it's like, and he can give Trackhouse some great feedback going into next year, and they can have a good notebook going into next year as well.
Well, this is and Kurt Busch made a statement about it as well, saying, you know, he thinks that I laughed when I read this. Basically, that Ross Chastain reminds him of a younger version of himself. He said some other things in there. So that was great. I love Kurt Busch. I love, like, Kurt Busch is one of those people that I don't know how anybody can't like Kurt Busch. I mean, he's really great on and off the track. He does a lot of things off the track for everybody. And he's very, man, he's evolved so much into a, he's evolved. He's such a more, I don't know, I like the old version of Kurt Busch, but I like the new version of Kurt Busch too. But he's evolved, and I can get what he's saying, that there's a little bit of a young Kurt Busch and Ross Chastain. I get what he's saying. I get it. So it's cool. It's really cool to see. But, yeah, so the Florida kid on Watermelon Day signs his new deal. It's a win-win for me. He's from Florida. He signs to, a race team that I enjoy and, I've talked to on many levels, back in the day with Justin Marks. So that's good. That's great for them. And they have Daniel Suarez coming back, who has shown that car is good. Mm-hmm. Mind you, he finished, second on dirt? And you guys all laughed at me when I took him on the dirt race. I'm not going to lie. All of you laughed when I picked him.
Uh-huh.
I was the smartest one out of the whole group that week. But, that was great. That was cool. Good for them. We have other weird NASCAR news. I was wondering why AJ Allmendinger was running the truck race. It didn't make any sense to me when I just saw a little headline. I get these weird, notifications on my phone. It didn't tell me why. Now I know why. Chase Purdy, who runs for GMS Racing, is tested positive for COVID sometime this week. So that is why Allmendinger is filling in at Watkins Glen. I mean, they picked a good driver to fill in, considering he's a road course veteran but he also, I guess, Purdy has mild symptoms, so they've decided, well, obviously if you have COVID, you're not allowed to race, but whatever. I don't know. So AJ will fill in. That makes a little more sense. So we're at the Glen, 2 weeks off. Did we not finish at a road course?
No, New Hampshire. Road America was 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, I get them confused. They all blur together after 2 weeks off. So we're at the Glen.
Yeah. We're at the Glen this week, and then next week is another road course race.
It's another road course.
Indianapolis.
Yeah.
I'm actually excited to see NASCAR run on that one, yeah. Because they didn't run that one last year. Only Xfinity Series did, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was only the Xfinity Series that
and
actually
that was a
ran
hell of
the
a
road
race.
Course.
And that was a hell of a race.
It was probably, That well, let's be honest. The Xfinity Series always has the best race of the weekend, sometimes even better than the Truck Series. Now, I love the Truck Series, but most times recently, the Xfinity Series has been, lighting it up. And they put on a hell of a show at Indy on the road course. So I'm looking forward to that. Now, mind you, folks, we have 4 races. 4 races left in regular season racing. And we have a lot of people that don't have wins yet that probably, on paper, should have had 4 by now.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, so we are going into the Glen this week. Yes, it is a road course race. And I will, real quick, while we're on live air, I will give the bonus points. I'm bringing up the NASCAR points real quick. Standings. As far as the Pick'em Challenge standings go, I have those also. Cole Macedo won at Lernerville, by the way. He beat out Zeth Sabo, Carl Bowser, Brandon Spithalter, and Darren Gallagher. That was your top five.
Bowser. I haven't heard of Bowser in a while. Good for him to be back at a racetrack.
Both Mattises finished in the top 10. Brandon 7th, Brent 8th. So they both
even
finished
after
in the top
spinning
10.
Out. Good for him.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Nice recovery.
So that is your Lernerville.
Oh, a little bit of more fun news out of NASCAR. Champions Week will return to the City of Music. Now, if I'm not mistaken, Is this not the weekend that Indy's at Nashville?
There's a lot of stuff, it seems like, going on in Nashville this weekend, because I also saw something about Daniel Suarez and Justin Marks racing in a race somewhere.
That's because Tootsie, my little doggie, my big baby, and her lovely name. No, I'm just teasing. Guys, I don't get anything from no royalties or anything. I wish I did. There's a strip club in Miami called Tootsie's. Makes a lot of money. I really wish. I'm not even lying, guys. I wish. But no, since they're a major sponsor of Trackhouse, and actually that's where Trackhouse will be making headquarters, actually, is Nashville. So,
nice.
Ironically enough. Yeah.
Hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're going to move everything to Nashville. But,
nice.
But yes, I was right. August 8th at 5:30 p.m., we can watch the Big Machine Music City Grand Prix. Oh, Indy in the streets of Nashville.
So they're competing against
bad idea.
NASCAR at the Glen. Wow.
Are they though?
Yeah, NASCAR is at 3:00 at the Glen on the 8th.
They're expecting
Sunday.
NASCAR to be over by then. Guys, it's a road course. People are going to turn this off to go watch Indy. I guarantee you. Ratings will plummet.
Oh, shoot. Let's talk regular season standings so far for our league. Matt Allen is still leading at 843 points. Craig is in second. He is 45 points
with
back.
No wins.
No wins. Yes, correct. Christina's
no
in
wins.
Third. With she's 64 points back.
Wait, am
with
I?
A win.
Oh
yeah,
yeah,
you're
I
in third.
I passed Jeremy. Yeah. I forgot I passed Jeremy.
You're 2 points ahead
oh
of Jeremy.
Oh my God, we gotta hurry up. We have a penalty box to do.
I know.
I talk too much. I'm so sorry.
You are 2 points ahead of Jeremy, and he's got 3 wins. And then it goes Tasha, Debbie, Ty, Matt Newsom, Nick, me, John, and Chris. Now, obviously, Chris has only been around for a couple of weeks, but he's got 225 points so far. Craig, Matt Newsom, and Chris are the only 3 guys in our league that do not have wins yet this year. And we have Watkins Glen this week, Indy Road Course next week, and then Michigan, and then we finish with Daytona for the regular season. Now, let me real quick get to what we're doing this weekend. Thank you to... By the way, thank you to the guys at 357 Woodworks and also to Bree over at Margazzano Designs, and I'll explain why. We've got huge, huge bonus points this weekend on the line for Watkins Glen. Now, listen up. If your driver finishes first, if your driver wins, you will get, on top of the 5 bonus points you get for winning a race, and on top of the regular NASCAR points you get for your driver, you will get 50 extra bonus points this weekend if your driver wins. If your driver comes in second, you will get 35 additional bonus points. If your driver finishes P3 on the podium, you will get an additional 20 bonus points. Now, we also have those bonus points, the podium bonus points, are brought to us this weekend by 357 Woodworks. Now, we have the Margazzano Designs Hard Charger Award this weekend as well. If the driver you picked finishes plus the most, if he is the hard charger of the race, he won't get nothing, but you will get, you will get 30 bonus points as well. So let's say, Christina, let's just say that, whoever you pick, let's say they start 35th and they win the race.
Oh God, I hope not.
Well, let's say they do. Let's say they win the race, and they move up the most positions, for the race. Now, you will get, let's say he finishes with 55 NASCAR points. You will get those 55 NASCAR points. You will get 5 bonus points for winning the race. That's 60. Now, you'll also get 30 bonus points for the Hard Charger Award. Now you're at 90 points. And then for winning the race also, because of 357 Woodworks, you'll get another 50 points. You will finish Sunday with 140 points. Christina, do you remember how many points you are behind first place? You're only 64 points back. That would put you so far into first place if that happens. Now, that is the most extreme case of getting that many points, but that's what I'm saying. There are so many points on the line for this weekend. So when you guys are making your picks, keep that in mind. We've already got one pick for this weekend. So we've got one pick
already
in. Yeah, I'm not going to say who it is or who picked it. But
is it yours?
We've got one pick in already.
I haven't even thought about it yet.
I haven't really either. It's been a crazy hectic week, and I haven't had time to think of anything as well.
We should do one thing better.
What's that?
No one can pick Chase Elliott.
Oh Jesus. I'll text
that
you after
the show.
That
would be amazing to see. Oh no, he picked Chase Elliott. I don't know who it was, but somebody already took Chase Elliott. Let me guess. I can only guess of one person that would have already had a pick in.
Text me. Who you think. And I'm going to tell you you're wrong because I don't think you'll guess.
Oh, probably.
Okay. Do you want me to play the sounder?
Damn it.
Are you ready?
Well, Indy. No one can pick Chase Elliott. That's another road course.
Okay. Is that the stipulation for Indianapolis?
Oh, yeah. We got to handicap something.
Okay.
It'd be more
fun. All right. All right. If that's what you want to do, we'll do it. I'll do it.
I do. All right. Let's go with the fun part.
Nobody can pick Chase Elliott except me.
No one. Not even you.
Oh, shit. All right, in case this is your first time, in case this is your first time listening, or maybe you forgot, that is the sounder for Christina's favorite part of this whole show, and that is the penalty box. Go ahead. It's all you, babe.
All right. Well, yeah, let's be honest. This is everybody's favorite segment of the night because it's just me being an asshole. So, I mean, it's no different than the other, 2 hours of the night. But,
right.
No. Yeah, no. So I got two picks, actually, that will go. First off, Craig picked about Summit Racing, I believe it was sold out.
Yeah.
Sold out
Night
already.
Of Thunder.
Night of Thunder, okay. How did you sell out of tickets already? I'm very concerned with this. So, okay, that's odd. You should just let every fan in the stands, pack them, do whatever. Leave them standing around. I don't care. Figure out a way. Make it better. So honorable mention to them. They're not technically physically in there yet. They're teetering on the edge. So we'll see. It's a little full, the penalty box, with two really big egos.
Oh boy.
For this week. Yeah, one from the racing world and one from the hockey world. Mind you guys, I still follow along with hockey. It may be the off season, but there's way too much going on there. So with the racing side of things, the Snow Tracker, he kind of made it easy for everybody else to get away with stuff this week. So Aaron Russell, for being the lousiest cheater in racing, he can sit in the penalty box probably for the next 30 days. I mean, you might as well serve your suspension out in the penalty box. Hey, it worked wonders for, you know, Antonio Brown. He won a Super Bowl after being in the penalty box for, what, a year? It happens. Maybe it'll help you. But no. So Aaron Russell's going to sit. And then on the hockey side of things, for those folks that don't follow hockey, I'll fill you in a little bit on what the hell this idiot did. Mind you, he's the scum of the earth. But Evander Kane, if you don't know who I'm talking about, Google it. Oh, you'll love what you hear. Oof, boy. Lord, where do we start? He's been hot water before. He's got some issues. So, the NHL's actually looking into this, so-called, well, I don't know if it's a rumor. I believe she would be telling the truth. What the hell does she got to lose? She can't win by any of this. She has a strange wife. Mind you, I say it's strange because he cheats a lot. One of those serial cheaters. He's also left her with his, I think she's like 1 or 2 year old daughter. She's also pregnant with their son.
Oh my goodness.
He went to Europe and partied with every nasty under the sun and then some. He also lost their house. He's a hockey player. How the hell do you lose your house? You want to know how? You gamble everything away. He's got a gambling addiction. He's not going to say it. He said he denies everything. So he's been, he gambled against his own team this year. She made it known. I'll go to her Instagram page. So everything's there. She literally aired dirty laundry on social media, which is the worst thing in the world to do, because their kids are going to suffer. And they Google his name, this is what they're going to see. They're going to see this tragedy unfolding on social media. But anyway, so yeah. Now here's the real kicker. His teammates don't want him back in the locker room. They don't want him anywhere near them. It's going to become, there's some serious issues that are going to happen. So yeah, the NHL is now looking into this gambling situation, him gambling during the season against his, own team. And now, yeah, his own teammates don't even want him back. So I don't know what the San Jose Sharks are going to do. They're going to have to figure something out. He left his estranged pregnant wife, told her to get the hell out. So basically, leave the key under the mat. She has nowhere to go. So to speak, no money or whatever. I don't know. I don't follow the wives of the NHL very closely. So I'm sure she'll be with family and everything like that. He decided to literally hop on a plane and forget about his kid. And just, his kid apparently was crying for him for 3 days and, whatever.
Hmm.
So for that, sir, you are a shitty human being. You're a terrible father. You bet on the sport, which kills me because isn't Gary Bettman – not Gary Bettman. That's the commissioner of the NHL. Isn't there like this esteemed baseball player that did the
Pete
same
Rose?
Thing but didn't bet?
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. But he didn't bet against the team. He bet, for them winning. He's banned, right, from the Hall of Fame because of this?
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. If I'm not mistaken?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. This is worse than that, folks. Just to put it in perspective. Yeah, so Evander Kane, who is literally the scum of the earth, he's like literally dog shit on the bottom of your shoe as far as being a human being is concerned. He wasn't that great of a hockey player either. So, yeah, he can sit in the penalty box too. So there you have it. That's the two shittiest people on the planet right now, Evander Kane and Aaron Russell.
And they're both cheaters.
Yeah. How fitting. They can talk about their cheating ways in the penalty box together.
Well,
maybe
there you
they
go.
Can take pointers from each other.
There you have it. Two cheaters, Evander Kane and Aaron Russell, in the penalty box this weekend. If you have a pick that you would like to see put in to the penalty box. And Craig did make, I'm sorry, Jeremy did make a suggestion, Christina, the other day. He said anybody who, he said anybody who talks bad about Simone Biles for her mental illness.
Oh.
He said they can sit in the penalty box.
Yeah.
And there was somebody else. I forget who else he wanted in the penalty box. Probably me or something. I can't remember now.
That's
but,
everything.
Yeah, so if you have a suggestion for the penalty box for Christina, be sure to put it on our Facebook or tweet us who you would like to see thrown in the penalty box for Christina. Christina, we are running out of time real quick, though, before we leave. I wanted to say this while we were talking dirt, and I forgot to, but as you know, he's not afraid to say what he thinks or what's on his mind, and I'm sure you probably saw what Danny Dietrich tweeted. Yeah, he tweeted this yesterday. Dirt Vision has been trying to update their systems and everything else, and he got some heat for it, and he was giving it right back to some of the people, but his tweet was, "Hey, Dirt Vision, your app update sucks. And for a shit-paying race we have to pay more for, it sucks. Shame on you." Danny Dietrich is not afraid to tweet or say what he wants. Yeah, he is great.
That's why he's one of the most loved race car drivers in Pennsylvania. He does not give a shit what you think or say, folks. He is out there to do whatever the hell he wants.
Yep. So,
Stewart.
He is. Yes. He definitely is. All right, well, that does it for us this week, Christina. Thank you once again. We will talk to you next Friday, and we'll be right back here doing this all over again, talking dirty and talking NASCAR and everything else.
Oh, it sounds like a great plan. All right, folks, follow along. I-55, get those picks in. If you want to see your penalty box pick featured, you need to submit it. Don't be scared. It's not that bad. But no.
It's really not.
Thanks for having me. It's a fun time, guys. I'm all about fun. So thanks for having me on the show. Y'all have a great weekend. Watch some racing. Go to a racetrack, if you can, go to a race before paying to watch one on TV. But have a great weekend, everyone. I hope the weather's beautiful everywhere. And, peace out. I'll see y'all on the flip side.
All right. We'll talk to you in a little bit. That does it for the show tonight. Hope y'all enjoyed it. Be sure to tune in again next Friday, the 13th. We will be here talking dirty. We will be talking about the Ironman 55, who won that, and how it's going down at Knoxville. They will be 3 days in by the time we come back next Friday. So have a great rest of your weekend. Have a great rest of the day whenever you might be listening to this. And we'll talk to you next Friday. So for Christina, of course, I'm your host, Pete. This has been another edition of the Fast Lane Sports Show presented by Hardcore Fish and Game. Until next week, have a great rest of your week. Till next Friday, see ya!